Now, boys and girls, I wonder, do you realize that it's now 2 years since we began to look at the Word of God, the scriptures that God has given to us to bring out all of those lessons of the Word of God concerning God and ourselves, of course, and Jesus Christ the Savior. And what I thought we would do for this morning is simply go back over, not all of those lessons, of course, but some of those great highlights, some of those great things that were told about God in His Word, and simply look at those things this week. And then next week, we're going to look at the period of time that there was in this world between God giving the Old Testament scriptures and between Him giving the New Testament scriptures. Because between the Old Testament scriptures and the New Testament scriptures, many, many hundreds of years passed. And although the Word of God doesn't tell us very much about those things, it does tell us some things and things that are very important for us to know and to realize. And then after that, of course, we go into the New Testament and to all of those things that were told concerning our Lord Jesus Christ and the coming of the gospel of Christ fully into this world of ours. First of all, then, if you go right back to the beginning of the Word of God, you remember that we're shown, first of all, how God is the creator and the maker of all things. The very first words of the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And there's nothing more important to realize and to know and to remember, boys and girls, than the fact that God is our creator and our maker. If we are alive because it is God who has brought life to pass in the world. And the Bible tells us, in fact, that we are to remember our Creator in the days of our youth while we are young. We are to remember that fact that God is our Maker and God is our Creator. And then when you begin to look at God's creation, tremendous, wonderful creation, boys and girls, that it is. Sometimes we don't think very deeply about it. But if you think of everything that God has made and the way that God has made everything, He made all things at the beginning, but then He arranged it in such a way that the world would go on and on and on, that the trees would grow, that the plants would come up, that they would bear fruit, that there would be springtime and harvest time. Everything God arranged. You know some of the strange ways that God arranged that? If you can think back 2 years, and I doubt if most of you can, you remember we said that some of the animals that God made, they were like gardeners. They planted things, like the squirrels. The squirrels, you know, gather together all the nuts that they're going to live in during the winter. They bury them in the ground and they know where those nuts are buried. But sometimes they forget where some of the nuts are buried, and those nuts, of course, then, they spring up into new trees. When the birds pick the berries off the trees to take back to their nest to feed their young, some of those berries drop out of their mouths. They go into the ground, they spring up into bushes. And then when you think of our modern world and some of the things that are of our modern world, you see all of those things in God's creation. You know what dandelions are, those yellow flowers. But you know how the dandelions then puff out into those great puffy things. And sometimes you take them and you try to tell the time. I don't know if boys and girls still do that. But we used to take up, we used to blow and say, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And if you were lost, you see, and you knew it was getting near time for getting home, then you tried to tell the time. Well, you see what those seeds are like. They're like parachutes. And they blow all over the place, and when the wind comes and blows on those dandelion puffs, and they go all over the place, they're just like parachutists going all over the place, landing in the ground, springing up into new flowers. Some of God's creation are like helicopters. Know what helicopters are like? And sometimes you pick up those things with one wing on and with a nut in the end, and you throw it into the air and it spins around. But you see, when they fall off the tree, they spin around like that as well. And what they're doing is this. Some of them are spinning away from the shade of the tree. Because if they fell where the shade of the tree was, then there would be no sun. They wouldn't spring up, they wouldn't grow, but God has arranged it so that some of them spin off like helicopters away into the sunshine. There they fall into the ground, and out of the ground then comes new trees. And some are like rockets. You ever sat on a summer's day and listened to the gorse popping and out shoot the seeds like rockets into the air and into the ground. So you see, it's a wonderful creation that God has made. And when you look at the creation, then you think one thing, surely there is a creator, and the Lord our God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the creator of all things. Then there's an awful dark page, as it were, in the Bible, in the early chapters of the Bible. Is that not so? And that's where sin came into the world, where our first parents, Adam and Eve, disobeyed God. And the Bible then says that all have sinned. We all disobey God. And sin is in the world, and how God comes and punishes the sin of the world at one point. You remember in the great flood, when God destroyed the old world, but out of that old world, he saved Noah and his family in the ark. Then you read about the great men in the Bible, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You remember Abraham? Remember how Abraham took Isaac, his son, up into Mount Moriah, and how he was going to sacrifice him there on that altar until God told him not to do it. And that was one of what the Bible is full of, pictures or illustrations concerning how God was going to save men and women from their sins in Jesus Christ the Lord. As you remember what happened to our Lord Jesus Christ, how he was taken to the hill called Calvary, how he went there, and how his Father in heaven made him to be a sacrifice for our sins so that we would be forgiven for our sins. Then the book of Exodus, children of Israel in the land of Egypt, God bringing them, redeeming them out of the land of Egypt. And the gospel is called our redemption, where God saves us, where God delivers us from our sins. And all the wanderings in the wilderness, and the book of Joshua, you remember, where they came into the land of promise, the judges who ruled over them in that land, and then the great kings, the great King David. You remember David, and think about David and all that he did under God. Many kings, many prophets, Elisha and Elijah, Jeremiah and Isaiah and Ezekiel. And then that last part of the Bible that we looked at, where the people were taken away into the land of Babylon in Daniel. Then how God brought them out of the land of Babylon, and how they built God's house again, and how they worshipped the Lord their God. All of those things, so many things in the Word of God, in the Old Testament scriptures of the Word of God. And above all things, boys and girls, let me remind you what I told you right in the very first lesson. It was an illustration. You remember perhaps how I told you that there was a Sunday school class, and the Sunday school teacher said to his class, "Now, everybody take up your hymn book." And of course they all lifted up their hymn book. Gospel hymns. No, he said, "I don't mean you to take up your hymn book, H-Y-M-N. I mean you to take up your hymn book, H-I-M. The book that tells us all about him." And who do you think he was speaking about? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible tells us, boys and girls, above all things, about our Lord Jesus Christ. When our Lord met two of his disciples after his resurrection, he began to speak to them. And the Bible says that he opened up their understanding and he told them all the things about himself, beginning in Moses, way back in the Old Testament, and in all the law and all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself. When you think of the Bible, think even of the Old Testament, everything is pointing forward to the day when our Lord Jesus Christ would come into this world, and when he would come into this world to save men and women, boys and girls, young people from their sins. And so if you gather everything together, remember that we have a God and a creator in heaven above, wonderful creation that we live in. But man sinned. But even though man sinned, God always planned that he would send his son to die for sinners. And as we go on into the New Testament and see all that our Lord Jesus Christ did, All of that is to the glory and the honor of Christ our Lord.